WRWB, 489, and we're standing by.
WSHF 567. Good morning, time, Mike. You're out here.
Hey, morning time out there, Sam. It's been a long time. Long time no hear. Anyway, good morning to you.
Yeah, no, good morning to you. I hope you have a good day and all, you know. Yeah, man. Got a few snowballs.
Snowblowers are working on it.
Yeah, waiting on parts.
Yeah, copy. Man, someone's smoke alarm must have been going off. What kind of snowblowers are working on today?
Toro 721 and a 7-something, you know, paddle, 4-strokes.
Yeah. You know, the ones I have, one's, you know, paddle type, and the other one I have is the paddle auger type, you know. You know which one I have, that CCR 2000E. That's not a bad machine. I didn't realize that thing was equipped with a Suzuki engine.
It'd be nice if we actually got a foot or two of snow.
What was that, Sam? I didn't hear you. Well, I guess we lost Sam.
I guess they gave up.
Anyway, it looks like the tomfoolery stopped for a minute.
Well, I hope this is all right. I ain't heard him in a week. I wonder where he's at. Maybe he took a vacation again.
I had my volume turned down. What was that, Sam?
I said, I haven't heard Paul in a week. I wonder if he's okay, if he's on vacation again. It's kind of weird.
He was out here yesterday on his way to work. I was talking to him. It was Charlie and I, and he popped in for a little bit. And then that other Paul guy from Shelby Township was in here. And then, of course, you know, then that's when the jamming started, and then by then we were already halfway done with our conversations anyway, and had to get ready for work, so it didn't matter. We let them have the floor.
It's just a shame we got to deal with that here, you know. That's all I'm saying.
Like I said, it's not going to deter me from using my radio. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go. There's always going to be a heckler somewhere. I mean, it doesn't matter. It could be here. It could be on 70 centimeters, 2 meter. You know, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen anywhere. 6 meter. I take it you seem to get a lot of those Toro paddle pipes.
Yeah, one of my customers, that's all he uses. That's all it's used.
You were in a good spot, and now you're breaking up with a lot of bacon frying.
I haven't changed positions. I'm in the same spot I've been in.
were good that time. Yeah, you said your customer only buys paddle pipes, eh?
Yeah, I got a few customers that use up their light. WFHF-567 for ID purposes.
Yeah, WRWB-49. Yeah, the paddle types, I mean, they're okay, but when you got deep snow, forget it. It's not going to do you any justice. I got that one paddle type, like I said, you know, it's good for scraping the pavement, but that's about it.
All right, Joe.
Old, what is it, the S2600 series? I mean, it's, like I said, you know, it is what it is, but, yeah, I wouldn't use it for deep snow. Good luck. You want her yet, Charlie?
WSBT-754, morning Mike, morning Sam.
Morning Charlie.
13 degrees out here, chilly.
It's a little cold. Pretty soon the lake will be froze over and I can go watch the snowmobile races.
Yeah. I'm ready for this day to be over already. I don't like it this cold, Mike. Not at all.
It doesn't really bother me much. I mean, I'm used to it.
Yeah, I definitely don't go outside unless I have to. That's for sure. I can handle it in the 20s and start getting down here low teens and below. Yeah, that's enough for me.
Yeah, as sound as I've gotten older, I don't like the cold as much as I used to either.
Then my dog went out, did his thing real quick, came right back in to bail with mama, and he didn't show his face again.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, well, some people just, you know, they can't handle it. I mean, people ask me, don't you own a winter jacket? I says, yeah, I do, but I get too hot in that damn thing. That's why I just would rather wear a windbreaker and two shirts underneath. I mean, that's just enough for me. I don't need no thick, heavy jacket, especially in this, you know, type of weather right now. I mean, it's fine until I start moving. Then I start sweating. It's like, forget it.
Well, I usually wear my heavy Carhartt, but I only wear it from the house to the truck. Then I throw it in the back seat because I can't stand driving with a jacket on. And then it'll be there all day. You know, I'll get out of the truck and go in the shop and without it, come back out without it. Now, I won't put it back on until the next morning unless I got to be out in it. But, it gets down here, man. I start to get a little uncomfortable.
Heck, I've been where it's like minus 24, and, you know, that doesn't bother me.
When I first moved back here from Texas in 2000, of course, I was not used to the cold. I worked for Conway for a little while, working a night shift, you know, doing line haul work, reships, and man, them docks were cold, man. I couldn't handle it. I'd have my Carhartt coveralls and big boots, and I'm freezing. This guy out of Cadillac would come down and work the dock in his shirts. The dude, ain't too cold, man? He goes, this is nothing, man. Hey, man. Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that coming back from Texas.
You drive all the way from Cadillac just to go to work? That's a long way.
Oh, no, they had, you know, what they call a barn. That's what they called their terminal or whatever. And you would run line haul, so they had day shift guys picking up and delivering. And then at night, the line haul guys would drive, like Pontiac was a reship, Detroit had a reship, Toledo, Indy. So they'd come down at night with a set of doubles and go to a reship and unload trucks, reload trucks, you know. And then they'd drive back to Cadillac, so he lived up there. That was just his route from Cadillac to Detroit every night.
Yeah, up there in Cadillac, it gets pretty cold in that snowbelt region.
Well, now it's up to 21. I must have hit a hot spot somewhere. Oh, getting better, I suppose. Go ahead, Sam. Wake up. WSBT 754.
Oh, I'm up. I've been up since 2 a.m.
Come.
See the wife out the door. Make the coffee before she leaves.
Oh, she works an early shift. Very early.
Yeah, my daughter and son-in-law work at the railroad, you know, where they do the truck frames. My daughter's the manager, and they're down the vehicle right now, so my son-in-law's got to go to work with the daughter, so my wife has got to go over there to get the kids off to school.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm glad they have some support then. Good morning.
Who's that stranger danger?
Morning, Sam, Charlie, Mike.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning. What's going on?
Nothing. Give me a minute here.
Well, it's my last Friday of the year. That's some good news.
I just rub it in.
Okay, it's my last Friday of the year.
I should have bought an extra battery with this radio. I only bought one battery. It don't last very long.
I told you. All right, last one with some stuff here. I'll be right back to the SHM-738.
Or just order another battery off Amazon. You know, it shouldn't be that much.
If I order another battery, I'm just going to buy a couple more radios with a couple batteries. You know, they come with the batteries, the antennas, you know, the whole work. I'll just buy a couple more of them.
Better buy yourself a mobile and hook it up to a power supply and just run one of those, like, little GP9 outdoor antennas, and you should be good to go. Just have a standoff on your tower.
As you're making the repeater on a handheld, you can get away with something in the attic as well.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, I thought about doing that here. Buy another one of those radios that I'm running in the car for the house and use a power supply and buy one of those GP9s.
That'd be a little tall, but don't you think in the attic? I think those about 4 foot or so.
But use it in the attic. I'd use it outside. Just run the coax into the house.
I gotcha, yeah, that GP9 give it a gain and everything. You know, you probably hit Detroit with no problem.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I got enough mass pipe over here to choke a horse, so, you know, I'm pretty much covered on all that.
What did you spend for that HP, Haney? Do you remember?
like $25, $23, I don't remember.
What? They're more than that. That's that H2, isn't it? Or T2 or TD2 or H2 or whatever they call it. It was more than that.
No, I got a pretty cheap thing, and I'll tell you what it is. It's a kid rig.
Yeah, right, TID. Yeah, it's an H3 or something, TID H3. I don't remember, but yeah, take a look. Where'd you pick that up, the local jamming store?
Oh, I actually bought it off of Amazon, and I didn't get on it. Somebody, I got my license, and then somebody programmed it for me, and that's when I got on my radio.
Yeah, I'm interested what you paid for that, so let's see if you can look it up in the history of Amazon. It'd be under your past purchases or whatever, but, yeah. Well, I thought you went to the local store and supported the local, the local jamming store, with pre-programmed bullfang and accessories. Like that guy.
Oh, I thought maybe he ordered it from Jumbo Built Amp.
That test worked perfectly.
Doesn't take much. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Okay, that one is elsewhere. It always pays to get up early, Mike. I've said it a million times.
Well, when you got a network of people that you know that are very knowledgeable and what they can do, even though it doesn't take a genius to track somebody, on 65 centimeters.
Like I said, there's a host, four or five of them, depending on what day and what time. So, there you go. Easy as pie. Which is 3.412, I believe. Charlie? You can get one of them Kraken SDRs. Them things will point you right in the right direction almost instantly. Which SDR? Kraken, Kraken, K-R-A-K-E-N, I believe it's spelled. It's a neat little system. Comes with about 5 antennas. It'll point you right in the right direction almost instantly. That does the RF sampling between the antennas and does DFN. Yep, I know which one you're talking about. Pretty interesting how they work, and they're pretty good, man. They're pretty much spot on. Oh, it's what the FCC tracked with back in the 80s. They had a Chrysler K car with a vinyl top roof, antennas cut into the roof, and they would RF sample the antennas, and they could DF you, and that's exactly what they did.
I guess the K cars were black, right?
No, I don't. Light blue in this particular case. Now it's all built into the car. Back in the day, they had a big box in the passenger seat that the engineer ran in the back seat. And there was a fish finder on the dashboard that was pointing direction out. But now it's all built in the car. You guys need to do your research on YouTube. Look at that latest FCC vehicle. It's all built into the car, man. Right on the main display and everything. Pretty cool stuff. I'm like on one of them cars.
I bet you that cost a fortune.
Not probably. WSHM 738. So clear on AD there, Mike, and I'll talk to you a little later on the phone.
Yeah. Anyway, Sam?
Well, I'm here. I'm looking up that radio stem, which it was. Here's one right here. This one has two batteries. Mine only came with one battery. This only different. 3065.
All right. Well, that's too bad.
I think you can get a 20-watt mobile for probably $100, under $100 these days.
So that's the thing. Even with a mag mount on a cookie sheet, a little antenna, and a mobile of some 10 or 15 or 20 watts, let alone 50, and it would pretty much put you up in there in most cases. It's a little tough with the HT. They have their purposes, but, not the ultimate setup.
It's not, but, I mean, in my case, you know, I have an advantage. That's the only reason why I haven't upgraded to a mobile or and a power supply and a GP9 or some sort. Because I'm so close and I get in pretty well.
Well, you're in a good position, so the only thing is longevity with the batteries, right? So you gotta keep a couple on ice while you're working with one and take time to charge, so there's some downtime to it.
Well, are you able to program Motorola's or anything like that? Do you have that capability?
Nearing year's end here.
I double which call. I was asking you, do you have the capability to program Motorola's or anything like that?
No, I mean, I never needed to because I don't have Motorola radios, but I think the trick is getting the right version of software for the radio. Could I do it? Yeah, but you need their software for their version of firmware of the radio.
Yeah, they're great radios. They're just inconvenient to program them things, man. You got to almost have an old DOS computer, I think.
No, not, well, depends what era of Motorola, I suppose, but the newer stuff just works with Windows, but you need the right version of software for the radio, you know what I mean, the firmware they've got, you'll see what I'm talking about. Most guys that are selling Motorola radios are telling you what version firmware they have on them. So you need the software to work with it.
Yeah, I had a friend. He's a silent key now. For all that stuff. I bought a box of, I think, 8 or 9 old Midland commercial radios, and he was able to program them. I bought the whole box for like $5 at a swap. We sold every one of them for 35 or better.
Wow. UHF?
Yep, UHF. They were all UHF.
You used to have a mobile back in the 90s back here that ran the home distributor program for me back in the day. So,
programmed, but I don't know, you can even find any more, like, GMRS getting popular these days, a lot of them commercial radios are getting snapped up.
Yeah, well, it got popular because they lowered the price from, what, $75 to $35. And, you know, with all these cheap radios now, it doesn't, you know, cost too much.
You know what I miss, Charlie? I miss the old-fashioned radios, you know? You know, a lot of them are turning into, you know, FBI and all the menu stuff. I mean, I like buttons on the radio. I like buying them now. Those wealth controls. I like the reverse button, VFO, memory channel. Give me all that stuff, VFO, AB. Yeah, give me that stuff and keep it off the menu. Yeah, menus are good for some things, but not everything, you know. I've got some of these Yaesu mobiles at home and, you know, the digital ones, and everything is menu this and menu, too much menus. There's no buttons on the radio. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's why I like this one. Got the manual squelch. It's got everything. My ST-450, my first ham radio, my Yaesu, is like that. You want to change the squelch, you got to go to the menu. Everything to the menu was a pain in the neck.
Somebody messing around with Morse code. They go to great lengths, you know. Right, he's got one of those, you know, programs that do it. You know, WRZ2607, you know, he just doesn't know when to quit.
Thoroughly not impressed. Anyway, it's time for me to make the coffee. You guys have a great day and catch you all next week. WSBT 754.
Alright, Charlie, we'll catch you later. Yeah. You know, some people, you know, they're just bored. They got no friends, no life. You know. And the list goes on, but we won't talk about that no more. Catch you later, WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Yeah, I get out of work early today, Mike, so I don't know if I'll catch you this afternoon, so have a good weekend, my friend. WSBT 754.
Okay. Well, yeah, if I don't hear from you, we'll catch you next, well... Yeah, we'll catch you Monday.
Just listening.
Yeah, that's Eli Sample doing that. WRZQ 607. You got caught doing it yesterday as well. I mean, you're not impressing anybody, buddy, by coming out here and doing that. Standing by, but I'll be getting ready for work.
That little fuck pocket just won't quit. Shame on it. Get a knock on the door very soon.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WSGU 202, good morning.
WSGS.
WSFF330, monitoring.
WICX 218, WIUG 38, copy.
WIGX 218. WIGX 218. WIG 38. Copy.
WSEG 572 standing by.
WSBT 754. WSIJ 839 listening.
WRUZ from WSA 7738. I forgot your 935.
WSGG 772 Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
WSEU 202. Good afternoon.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy?
One on our ball, WRWB 489.
Hey, WRWB, this is WSGG 772, copy you.
Just on my way to my next assignment.
Heading east on 23 to Chesterfield. My nephew's having movie night. He's got a theater, beautiful theater in his basement.
Somebody growing up that had an old projector with a built-in laser disc and top load VHS player. It was like an all-in-one unit, and it shot the image on the screen with the three-color gun.
copy that. He built this room himself in the basement, and I mean, it's better than going to the theater. I mean, he's so into it, and he had the surround sound, the stereo all fine-tuned and everything, and oh man, it puts you right there in the movie. It's so unbelievable. He's got a 120-inch screen with the rear projection.
Thing I still have at home is an old 50-inch projection screen TV with the, where it's got the door you open up and then the three power down, put the mirror and then the mirror projects it up on the screen attached to the unit.
Yeah, copy that. When my 75-inch LG goes, that's what I'm going to do to my house, is I'm going to put up about a 120-inch screen and put up a projection of
Bible projector. So cheap now. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, how cheap they make them.
Yeah, the LED projection is cheap, but now the new thing is laser, which is supposed to be much better, and those are not cheap right now. Maybe next year.
Okay.
I'm hoping, you know, by the time my TV goes out, that laser will be old and they will be cheap. You know how technology is, out with the old and with the new, and drive the price high.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
For a Christmas present and birthday gift, I bought my nephew the LED projection, and LED was the thing at the time, and right after we bought it, the laser came out. So, yeah, but it's a beautiful picture, the LED.
Okay.
Yeah, you must be getting closer to me or something, because you're coming in really clear now. When we first started talking, you were pretty fuzzy.
Well, let's see, I'm at New Haven Road and 94.
Okay, I'm at 23 in Romeo Flank.
I just gotta hit up one more assignment and I'll be done for the evening.
Yeah, 5 more days of work next week and I don't go back to work till January 5th. I might be spending New Year's in Texas this year.
At least it'll be nice and warm down there for you.
My kind of weather. I like the heat. I like to fry. I don't like to freeze.
Well, this weather here, it doesn't bother me. I'm used to it. You know, I've just been accustomed to it. I really can't take the heat.
I liked the cold and the snow when I was a kid, but as, you know, I'm 63 now, and it's like, it's not for me anymore. I'm going to be one of those snowbirds in about 4 years.
Yeah, copy. I hear that.
I have family in Fort Myer, Clearwater area, and it's like, I was going to buy a house down there and retire, but I thought, man, why do that? I'll keep my house here in Michigan, and I'll just go live with them for a couple of months during the winter and then do it that way.
There you go. That'll work.
Yeah, they won't mind it. They'll love it. They like the company, and we'll be bar hopping beach to beach.
There you go.
I can't wait to retire.
Me, I got a ways to go yet, but that's all right. You know, it is what it is.
When I was younger, every 3 years I had a new job, and then I landed this one pharmaceutical in Rochester Hills, and I've been there 34 years, and I can't believe, where did the years go? The older you get, the faster the years fly. I can't believe we're already at the end of this year.
Yeah, it just went by quick.
This year went by like an election, like a bullet. Like I said, the older you get, man, it just flies. It's like, where did it go?
I know it.
Seems like yesterday I was on roller skates going to the roller rinks, and I got back on the roller skates 20 years later, and I'm like, whoa. Got to get my memory back in my legs again. I love roller skating.
I used to go as a kid, you know, to that one up there on Van Dyke. And I was at 23, the rank.
And now it's called the rink. It used to be called Shelby's Gate.
It was like, what, almost 40 years ago, yeah.
The main hangout was Troy Skateland over there, and I think it was on 15 Mile there.
Yeah, now it's a cabinetry business. They gutted the place, and now they use it for a cabinet carpentry shop.
Talking about Troy Skate? It's still Troy Skate.
We were talking about Shores over there at 15 and Harper.
Yeah, I used to hit that one every now and then back in the day, but yeah, my nephew, he was just in there. He's into the doing countertops and cabinets. He does that custom. And he said the floor is still there, the roller rink floor.
Oh, wow, that's interesting, yeah, because I know they gutted that place to turn it into a cabinetry shop. Unless they just,
Yeah, they just left the floor. They might have gutted the place, but they left the roller rink floor there. It's a hardwood floor.
I can't remember if it was hardwood or if it was a smooth, like epoxy type cement floor.
Yeah, you might be right on that.
He has great skate over there by the college, but that's pretty much a joke. WRWZ, 49.
WSGG 772. Yeah, there's certain nights that you got to go on, and you got to make sure you go on the right night, because you'll be in for a big surprise if you don't go the right night, if you're catching my drift.
South of the border, hood rats. You know, they come in there and they act like animals. It's just like, you know, come on, man. Do that down there at your, skating rink there. What's that one on 8 Mile Northland? You know, go do it at Northland, but don't bring it up here.
Yeah, I hear that. Way back in the day, I used to skate at Motown on Gratiot in Detroit. And that was a lot of fun back in the day. That was like late 70s, early 80s.
The only ones I know of are you know, the ones out here, and then of course that one there, what is it, 8 Mile and I want to say Evergreen.
I'm not familiar with that one, but there's a lot of nice ones on the west side, west of Woodward. I joined the Michigan Rats.
Never heard of them.
It's Michigan State Rats. Yeah, they travel all over. They even go to Florida and Vegas.
Like a club for like skating competitions or something?
Well, they don't compete or do competition. They just get a group of people that just love roller skating, and they travel around the U.S. And it's like, man, I wish I had that kind of freedom and that kind of money to do that.
Yeah, that must cost them a fortune.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but they do it. There's a girl named Jen. She's out of Miami, Florida, and her husband videotapes her, and she's all over YouTube or skating, and she goes all over the U.S., and they're good friends with her.
Yeah, copy.
Hey, Mike, I'm at my final destination here, so I'll be clear after you. WSGG 772, we're clear.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow if you're going to be out and about or at home. So with that being said, I will talk to you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
I'm going to the dentist to get my teeth cleaned at 12:30, so I'll be out and about. Clear.
Roger that.
That's right.
WSFC 902 973, you got it on? Sir Dave.
902, WSIL 946. What's happening, man?
Hey, what's happening, 946? How's your day going, brother?
Not bad. Not so cold today, but just dealing with it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I'm out working in this stuff every day. I do know what you're talking about. It was cold. It was colder yesterday. Today wasn't that bad. Yesterday, forget about it.
Yeah, well, the sun was out today for quite a while. It helped, you know. I had to hit the Walmart to do a grocery pickup, so it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it was definitely better than yesterday. Yesterday was just, I mean, it got my bones yesterday. I came home, jumped in the bathtub, got me some grub, fell right out. You know what I mean? It's like, it just sucked the life out of me.
Oh, yeah. It'll beat you down for sure. But hey, I got this antenna mount finally. So, I don't know. Things just thawed out. Maybe, try some antenna out there.
It's supposed to warm up, I think, just after Christmas. I think it's supposed to warm up. They were talking about it's going to be like a mild winter. I don't know. As soon as it gets above 30-something, we should be fine. I'll get up there. It ain't that steep. Shoot, you know. I ain't scared.
I was waiting for you to say that. I ain't scared. Yeah, copy that, copy that. Well, we'll see how it goes, I suppose. Dave, I haven't heard Dave out here. I've been, well, I ain't had the radio on that long, but I ain't heard him.
Yeah, roger that. I think I talked to him a couple of days ago. And, I think I fell asleep on him. I probably made him mad. You know, I come home, I eat, you know, I'm so tired, I fall out. And then I get up 9, 10 o'clock, you know what I mean? I get up for a couple hours, and I'll eat again, and then I'll fall back asleep, and then I'll get up at, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, and I get up and go do it all over again. It's a vicious cycle. But I'm out working in this cold, too, you know? So, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're doing that that new construction. There's no heat going on in there. It's cool. Boy, that's hell on you, man. It'll bring you down. It'll take it out of you for sure. I know.
Yeah, no, roger that. Like I said, we put all the duct work up, and the guys will be finishing putting up the duct work, and then me and another guy will be going back and putting the furnaces and firing them up, which is nice. It's not being a heated room, you know, at least to thaw out. Move the next cold room, get the heat going again. At least you got a chance to thaw out. I mean, it is what it is. So I ain't gonna be sitting there, you know, dying. So.
Yeah, the last place I worked at, summertime was great. They had the best air conditioning ever. But winter come along, it got so cold back there. I told them, hey, I can't do this. I can't stand here for 8 hours or more. Can't do it. And they wound up putting a new unit on the roof, and it helped, but it wasn't perfect.
Yeah, roger that. No, I hear you. Right. I don't know, so you haven't heard, you said you didn't hear Dave all day out here? Or you did hear him out here? I kind of think I missed that one.
No, I haven't heard him, but then again, I turned the radio on about an hour ago. I was just kind of monitoring here. I didn't have it on earlier. My house cleaner lady was over. I don't want to distract her on what the fellas are talking about here. So I turned it off about an hour ago.
And I'll roger to that. I do the same thing in the morning. I'll turn it on, and the guys will be talking, and I'll be watching the news, and then I'll listen to what the guys are saying in the morning, and if nobody calls me out, I just, you know, I just wait till, like, I don't know, I usually leave out of here, you know, 5 to 7, 7 o'clock, 7:05, somewhere in that time frame. I'm out the door, and I'll just shut it off and leave it here, because I'm not bringing this radio out and tearing it up, so... Not until I get a base station or something, so.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just hanging out, having me a beer, and getting into dinner here pretty soon, trying to keep warm. The boiler's working good. Thank you. Thank you again for cleaning her out and giving her a once-over.
That's no problem. I mean, that's, like I said, it's no biggie deal. I had to go down that area anyways. Like I said, I was going to run over to Dunham's there on Gratiot. It ain't too far from there. And I stopped by a friend of mine's house just on the opposite side of Gratiot over there. A couple blocks down from White Castle's and down a block or two. and kind of talked with him for a minute. So, yeah, it was no big deal. But, yeah, you know, it's all good.
Well, I certainly do appreciate you. I do appreciate it. You know, thank you. I don't know. I think I hear Dave usually gets in here about 6 o'clock. I think I talk to him around then. You know, I sleep late, so I don't know if he's on early, but yeah, we were talking snowblowers a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, Dave could take a snow machine, tear the whole block down to nothing, hone the block out, throw a new piston in there, reinstall the rings, get it up and running. I mean, he's been doing that since we were kids. So, you know how that goes. Mini bikes, cars, we used to take alternators apart and rebuild them, starters, all that stuff. That's what we did when we were younger. It was cheaper to put a $5 set of brushes in or whatever, compared to, you know, going spending, what, $50, $100 on a rebuilt one.
Oh, yeah, and an alternator. I used to go to, it was Berkeley Auto Electric. And this old guy in there would, he'd rebuild your alternator, you know, brushes. I don't know what else is in there. And I think these GM. There was a voltage regulator, you know, and he'd get out of there for, you know, a couple of bucks versus a, you know, well, back then an alternator was probably about 40, you know, on a rebuild. But this old guy, he'd get better than a rebuild. They just lasted forever.
Yeah, no, Roger, that's what I said. You throw a new set of brushes in there, that makes it brand new. And then you put the new regulator in there, shoot, that's brand new. You know, as long as you ain't putting junk in it, you put a, you know, OEM part back in it, it usually lasts for, you know, good 2 years, you know. So, I agree with all that.
Oh, times were good. Times were easy. You could buy a 350 Chevy and, I was a Camaro guy. So, you could... You can almost climb up inside of that son of a gun and shut the hood. They wouldn't even know you were in there. There's lots of room, even in the Camaro, you know, and, you know, alternator might go bad. Get a little head work done on it and a good carburetor. Yeah, they, you know, they blew.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's like my truck right now. I got a... V6 in it, and when I work out, I climb right up in there, you know. I open up the hood and jump right in there. And I had the Z28, the Monte Carlos, had a 73, 77. I almost bought that 70 that Stevie's, that Dave's brother bought, but the guy wanted to trade me for my Cadillac at the time. I'm like, no way, I ain't doing that. And Stevie got it. Now I kind of regret not having that 70 Monte Carlo. That was a pretty cool car.
Wow!
Well, hey, hold on a minute. I got my neighbor just informed me on a text that I got a package out front. I got to grab it for a pirate does.
All right, Roger that. Yeah, let me kind of unwind here a little bit. I'm going to get me a cup of coffee, try to make me something to eat real quick, and get some stuff done since I just walked in the door. So I'll get with you in a little bit. WSMP 902. I'll be listening.
All right, Frank, I'm going to go clear. WSAL 946. WSIL 946. Hey, 793 Dave, you out there tonight? No copies, Delta 93. WSAL 946 in mind.
Now, Rob, I've been listening to you. I didn't hear him yet either, so. Yeah, wait another hour. Give him a call out, see if he's out there. If not, just call tonight.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. Kind of sweet how this different channel thing works with these handhelds. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, it's just a way to monitor a couple stations at once. That's all. It's no big deal. Good for me and Dave, because Dave doesn't get out too good on Mount Clemens, and I don't get out too good on Detroit. So it works out all right.
Yeah, I just fired up the little base here. Yeah. Ah, he'll probably be out here. He'll probably be out here soon.
If he does, he does. He don't, he don't. If not, you know, I'll hear from him sooner or later. So, all right. Well, I'll put it back on you a little bit. WSFT 902. I'm honoring.
Okay, bud. Yeah, I'll be around. I'll be monitoring here. WSAL 946. Thanks, bud.
WCHR 566 on the air monitoring.